This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials concluded their talks in Alaska on Friday after dramatic opening round laid bare the depth of tensions between the world's two largest economies at the outset of the Biden administration. Speaking to reporters, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. had been a clear-eyed coming in to the talks. The Chinese delegation did not speak to reporters as they exited the run-up to the talks in Anchorage, which followed visits by U.S. officials to allies Japan and South Korea, was marked by a flurry of moves by Washington that showed it was taking a tough stance, as well as by blunt talk from Beijing, warning the United States to discard illustrations and illusions that it would compromise. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Asian American leaders in the state of Georgia to address the fatal shootings of 8 people and denounce racism and hate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president says it's heart-wrenching to hear the fear of Asian Americans who've been vilified and attacked because of COVID-19. And regardless of whether it was hate or sex or something else, behind the Georgia spa killings,
hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop.
And urged Congress to pass a COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Biden offered sympathy to the victims' families and lamented the manner of death.
Another example of a public health crisis of gun violence.
Vice President Harris spoke of the long, sad history of racism against Asian Americans.
Xenophobia is real in America and always has been. Sexism, too.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Protesters against Brazil's president have defied police in the capital a day after the latest round of arrests of the leader's critics under a dictatorship era national security law. Friday's demonstrators carried out a banner calling President Jair Bolsonaro genocidal for his handling of the pandemic and displayed a cartoon depicting him as a Nazi. The day before, officers detained 4 people for similar actions, using the 1983 security law that says it is a crime to harm the heads of the country's 3 branches of government. There have been previous news making charges against prominent critics of the president, but the law is increasingly being employed against ordinary citizens, and lawyers are expressing alarm that the tactic is becoming commonplace. 4 men, prosecutors describe as leaders of the Proud Boys, have been indicted on charges that they planned and carried out a coordinated attack on the U.S. Capitol to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's electoral victory. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors have said the Proud Boys arranged for members to communicate using specific frequencies on radios that can use hundreds of them, making it difficult for outsiders to eavesdrop. But a federal judge accused prosecutors of backtracking on claims that one of the 4 directed a strategic plan to breach the Capitol. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell said the case she heard was a far cry from that. However, she did conclude that Ethan Nordin of Washington State was extensively involved in pre-planning and that he and other Proud Boys were clearly prepared for a violent confrontation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As residents in Myanmar continue protests against the junta that overthrew the elected government in February, garment workers there are urging major international brands to denounce the recent military coup there and put more pressure on factories to protect workers from being fired or harassed or worse, arrested and killed for participating in protests. Major brands like H&M and Mango increasingly flocked to Myanmar in search of cheap labor as a Southeast Asian country began moving toward democracy over the past decade. Now, those brands face a conundrum. That's whether to stay or pull out. At stake are the livelihoods of more than 600,000 garment workers who have been at the forefront of the pro-democracy demonstration. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.